Good afternoon to you from Bridgestone Arena. Pete Weber with Hal Gill. Game number three of this best of five, and the series is even at a victory each. Here is Forsberg from the left side. A shot, no. Rebound. Ryan Johansson swung around, but he was falling the ice as he did, so pulled it wide. Forsberg in front. Turns to his forehead. Misses the net. Then a follow-up shot taken by Victor Arvidsson, and that one was off target. The boards tipped at center. Dvorak gives it back to Taylor Hall, coming in on his backhand. His shot missed to the short side. Comes off the end board. Fed back for Hjalmarsson. His shot deflected down and they score. But UC Saros is arguing for a little bit of a high stick. They're going to confer on this.
Just a play from behind the net. It goes back to the point with a shot. Dvorak got it right away. That was a nice deflection. Saros saying high stick. And
I don't think
so. At the replay, I don't believe it was.
The horn goes and that will end the first period. 1-0 Arizona. And Taylor Hall is on right now. Digs the puck off the left board. Back on the attack now comes Phil Kessel. Dvorak moves in front, and Saros made the stop.
Quick transition, and there it was. What a pad save that was from Saros all alone.
Flipped over to the Coyotes' right side, and now Lawson Kraus will take it out. He just got around Ryan Johansson. Now Johansson strips some of the puck. Here is Forsberg to Arvidsson. Arvidsson with a shot to score! Quick transition there. Predators got the puck at center, and Victor Arvidsson breaks in and ties this game at one with his second of the series.
All started with Johansson going back on the back check. Forsberg drives the middle and kicks it out to Arvidsson. Arvidsson down the right wing. We know he loves to tee it up from there, and he goes far side, just inside the post, over the pad, under the blocker. Another heater for Arvidsson.
Predators and the Arizona Coyotes are tied at one after 40 minutes of play. Right by the bench area, now giving to Josi, carrying in down the middle. Josi drops back, and that shot of the score! Predators take the lead. Nice pass over to Kyle Turris. It's 2-1. Now, are they examining offside?
I hate it when they do this.
The linesmen are over at the penalty box.
I don't think there was an offside, but we'll have to look at it ourselves. It looks to me like it's offside. I didn't even see Duchesne on the far side. And this is the old, did it really affect the play?
Is it was determined the play was offside. No goal.
Puck is flipped in by Johansson. Kemper in the trapezoid to the right side wall. Bounced up on the board. Taken away from Grabner. Fed right in front for Arvidsson. And that shot Kemper is able to cover up. On the left wing side for Keller. Now Stefan comes down into the Nashville zone. Feeds Garland. Dragging and scoring. Dragon dragged the puck as he moved over to his left. And he gives the Coyotes a 2-1 lead at 7:08 of the third period.
Wow. Connor Garland, who had a breakout year, really an impressive season, shows us why right there, because he walks the dog, gets Ekholm to reach, and drags that puck around. Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Yes, it is.
Quick release after he drags it.
Dvorak tips it back to Kessel. To the blue line straight away. Return to Kessel by Ekman-Larsson. Kessel's shot stopped. Rebound try, and it's in the net. The Coyotes score on the power play to take a two-goal lead at 15:38.
A rebound comes out to Hall, and he just lines it up and fires it in.
Saros making a move toward the bench right now. Reaches the bench with 2 minutes remaining in regulation. The Preds net is empty. And here's a shot, and that's in the net. And the Coyotes with the dagger there, an empty netter at 18:06 to take a 4-1 lead. The Predators are going to go in game number four of this series, facing elimination on Friday afternoon. As the time runs out on this one, the Coyotes win it 4-1.